From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of January 6, 2014. This week, we listen in on one Virginian's annual challenge to the laws of physics. Water temperature physics, that is. Have a listen for about 35 seconds.
It's the new year on the shore of the new river. It's 22 degrees and perfect time for a swim. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year! Woo! Woo!
You've been listening to Blacksburg resident Alan Moore during the 2014 version of his annual New Year's Day wade into the New River. This watery welcome to January 1st, unaided by a wetsuit, lasted only a few seconds. Not as much because of the 22-degree air temperature as because of the 39-degree water temperature. Water that cold can cause exhaustion or unconsciousness within 15 to 30 minutes. And even water at 60 or 70 degrees can be dangerously chilling over 1 to 2 hours, depending on a person's body size and other factors. Water's capacity to chill a human body is much greater than that of air at the same temperature, for two reasons. First, liquids generally conduct heat more rapidly than gases, because liquids are denser, that is, the molecules are closer together. And second, liquid water has chemical attractions between molecules that can absorb high amounts of energy compared to other liquids. These and other interactions between water and heat, water's thermodynamics, exert a big influence on weather, aquatic environments, biology, and taking a plunge on New Year's or any other day. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.